Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Why I Refuse to Teach on Autopilot. And this is a personal one because autopilot is tempting. It's efficient. It helps you survive busy seasons. But over time, autopilot, y'all, it takes something from you and it takes something from the kids too. Today, I want to talk about why I refuse to teach that way. And I also want to talk about how that choice, it changes things for me when I refuse to teach on autopilot. Before we get into it, though, I want to ground myself in gratitude here. First, I'm grateful. Well, so three things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful first for awareness. Those moments when you realize something isn't right anymore. The second thing that I'm thankful for is growth that comes from discomfort. See, there, you know, not the kind that feels good at first, but the kind that asks you to rethink habits that maybe you've relied on. That's the type of growth that comes after comfort. That's what I'm thankful for. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is I'm thankful for students who can pull you out of autopilot even without trying. Sometimes all it takes is one look or one comment, one question that can wake you up again. So let's get into the main topic, y'all. Main topic is why I refuse to teach on autopilot. See, autopilot, it starts as protection. Many teachers, they don't choose autopilot because they don't care. They choose it because they're overwhelmed. Early on, autopilot, it feels helpful. See, you follow the plan. You stick to the routine. You do what you know works. It protects your energy. It keeps you moving. It keeps you in a spot where it will help you survive heavy weeks. And for a while, you know, it can work. But what can happen is that autopilot slowly becomes distance. Here's what autopilot actually looks like. You greet kids, but you're already thinking about the next block. You're the next hour, the next lesson. You teach the lesson, but you're watching the clock. You respond, but you're not fully present. No, nothing is wrong, but something feels flat, y'all. You get through the day efficiently, but not meaningfully. And the dangerous part, you don't always notice it's happening. That, I have to say that, you know, kids, they can feel autopilot before we do. They can. Students feel it before we can even name it. They feel when response becomes automatic. they feel when conversations are rushed. Students feel it when adults are present but not available to them. No, you might have it where student behaviors are still manageable, and lessons, they might be solid, but connection thins. And learning, well, it suffers quietly. Let me talk about the moment. I've been in autopilot mode before. I have. So let me talk about the moment that I realized that I was on autopilot. There was a moment for me when I realized, hey, something had shifted. Not a big dramatic failure, just a small interaction that should have mattered more. And y'all, I realized I had responded correctly. However, you know, there wasn't much thought that I put into it. And that moment, y'all, is stuck with me. I knew that because teaching isn't just about doing things right. It's about being there. Being there for students, being there for my colleagues. And that's when I knew, hey, you know, autopilot wasn't neutral anymore. And so I've been in that autopilot type of state of mind before. I'm guessing you, while you're a funky teacher, I'm guessing you have been there too. And maybe you've been in that in autopilot for days or weeks or months or dare I say years. That's a scary place, a dangerous place to be in as educators. The autopilot type of approach, that's a place that we have to be aware of when we slide into autopilot teaching. This isn't a judgment because I've been there. See, let me talk about how refusing autopilot is a daily decision. Refusing autopilot, it doesn't mean every lesson is magical, because it's not always ever magical every lesson. What it means is choosing presence again and again. It means slowing down when you can. It means noticing what kids are showing you. Y'all, it means responding instead of reacting. We have to be real here when we say that's not always easy, is it? It's not always easy for me. Now, some days, that choice is easy to refuse autopilot. Other days, it's exhausting. But it's worth it. Because kids don't remember our efficiency. They remember our attention. So as I do a reflective close here, I have to say that teaching on autopilot is understandable. But teaching with intention, well, that's transformative. You don't have to abandon structure to be present. And you don't have to be perfect to be engaged, y'all. Just noticing when autopilot shows up, y'all, that is already a step towards something better. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah.